T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
BJ and Jamie.
Here's the gas pump thing that I mentioned, and they're afraid. Now, here's the only thing. It's only happened once or twice on the East Coast. But they're afraid that because of the internet, people are going to copycat this, and it could happen anywhere. And I feel like this has happened before. I don't know why in the back of my head. I feel like I've read these stories before. But are you aware that some people, some pranksters, are putting razor blades in gas pump handles?
No, this is such an old story.
I've heard that.
No, it's such an old story.
No, this one happened over the weekend. This past weekend.
I'm not sure if I'm buying it. I'll tell you why. Because it's been such an old story for the last 3 years that we're supposed to look for needles under the pump and all that stuff.
April 15th, Monday afternoon, this past Monday in Michigan, they're afraid it's going to resurface again. I knew I'd heard this before.
Yeah, it's been going on for like 3 years.
Razor blades in the pump handles.
Yeah.
I never look.
Well, you didn't even know what the fake thing was on the...
The card reader?
Yeah, you had never even heard of that, which I think is crazy.
No.
Yeah.
I trust my King Supers.
BJ's the only person on the planet that doesn't wiggle the card reader on his gas pump.
No, I don't.
I always wiggle it.
No, I've never done that.
Still
don't do it. Even with the warning
you
have
never
me.
Even heard of it.
No.
They come in the middle of the night when everybody's kind of sleepy and they put a fake reader on it. And that has happened like everywhere, all over Colorado.
Wouldn't the person that comes in and is in charge of that facility in the mornings check all the pumps for you?
That'd be a good idea.
If there's an overnight person that comes in there and sneaks one on, what about the responsibility of the person that's working there? Why aren't they taking care of me? See, I trust King Supers. I pull into the pump. I use my 10-cent discount. Mm. I love it. I feel like I've ripped them off.
Well, I told you what I do.
Yeah.
You use the ex-boyfriend's phone number.
Yeah.
That's a great way to do it.
Yeah, there are shysters out there.
Yeah.
Like you.
You know, I've tried your phone number. You never have any money on it.
No, because I'm always gassing up.
I always try. I try your phone number. You have no money on it. I try a couple ex-boyfriends. They usually, somebody has some money on it. And so then I use it. Until my son, he was like, Mom, you're using Dad's phone number. That's illegal. I'm like, zip it. Dad doesn't need to know.
In a way, it is stealing. If you think about it, it's kind of stealing.
Listen, I pay for everything.
Just saying.
If I can get a little bit of free gas, a little bit of change on my gas, I feel pretty good about me.
If you're stealing somebody else's card number, telephone number, whatever, and you're getting that discount, it's a little shady.
What, are they going to send me to jail?
A little shady.
You're going to send me to jail?
I think I'd prosecute.
For taking 8 cents off a gallon?
If I busted, I would be prosecuted.
Really?
To this day.
Really? And I would be showing them all the bills that I pay for my kid, and I get no child support. I think I can take 8 cents a gallon and feel, I don't know, it feels like justice. It's a weird thing. You should try your ex-wife's phone number.
No.
It makes you feel like you get justice for all the alimony.
No. But she's not in the same situation there's no King Supers where she is.
Right.
There is no card.
But I bet a lot of people, for a little vindictiveness, do it. Just if you pay child support, if you pay alimony, if you pay whatever, you just do it just because you feel a little bit of like, I got 8 cents a gallon back. I just got a little kickback from alimony.
I sure feel good when I get that discount. I don't know what it is about that discount, but it makes my day. When I roll in there to the pump and I see the gas is going to be $2.86 a gallon, and then I get it down to $2.66 because I saved 20 cents or 30 cents, I don't know. I puff up.
Now, somebody told me they do this, and I don't know if this is true, but when they get up to a dollar off a gallon, then they line up all their friends' cars.
Yeah, I do it on 30 and 40 cents.
And you line up cars?
Well, Lisa and I will drive over there, and then she'll get behind me. We'll line up, and then I will leave the pump out and move on to the next car. And so that way I get the discount on both cars.
This is like the whole family. So then it would be like if all your kids lived here. You'd line up like all three of your kids.
I think there's a cutoff point, though.
There's got to be, right?
I think there is. Okay. Now, I've never reached it, but I've done two cars. I've never done beyond that.
Yeah, I wonder what the cutoff
is. There's got to be.
Yeah.
Because you can line up everybody that's at the gas pump. They don't even have to be family and friends. Right. You can just say, hey, Schmo, come here. Pull over here. I can fill you up.
What's his name?
Schmo.
Oh.
I don't know. I didn't come up with the name. Yeah, but I'm just saying you could do that if you just wanted to rip off King Supers. But I got a feeling there's a max.
Somebody said, Jamie, I thought your son's dad was a surgeon. How does he not pay? He's not. My son's dad is not a surgeon. No. I divorced the surgeon, and then I was with a snowboarder and had a baby with a snowboarder.
Which explains
why there's no money.
Yeah.
None.
Boy, does it.
There's
yeah,
no
really explains.
I didn't have a baby with the surgeon.
You don't see a lot of snowboarder millionaires.
No.
You don't.
I didn't marry. I
mean, that Shaun White guy's done well.
I didn't do. Yeah, it wasn't Shaun White.
No, it's
yeah.
Not
okay,
Shaun
anyway,
White.
Go ahead. Sorry. No. But, so yeah, the razor blades. I heard that story 3 years ago because it happened 3 years ago, and I get what you're saying. Repeats. I do sometimes look, and because I remember the story, but then sometimes I don't even think about it. You know, sometimes I just grab the pump. But now you're going to put it in everybody's head.
You know what drives me nuts
when
I go to get. Yeah, I know, I know. Yeah, but it's out there. It happened on Monday. You know what drives me nuts? Have you ever had the chipper people come by your car? They're getting on my nerves. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, the window.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm over it. Okay, I'm over it. I'm over it, you chipper people. You know what? I know you're there. I'll ask for you when I need you. Okay? Stop. I'm pulling in to get gas, and I don't like to be harassed. I don't.
Oh, yeah.
And here come the chipper people with their notepad. Yep. Okay? Hey, how you doing? And I know where they're headed. I know where they're headed. They want to inspect my windshield.
Yeah.
And the last one that I had, which was last week, Jamie.
Aggressive. They're a little aggressive. A
little aggressive for a chipper person, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The last one I had was last week. The guy comes walking over, got his little note clip, little clipboard, and a pencil. And he goes, hey, how you doing? And I know where we're headed here, right? So I stopped him. I said, look, dude, come here, come here, come here. Get your nose right here. Look, here's a chip, here's a chip. I'm not ready to have it fixed yet.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
But they harass you.
But then so then you come up with excuses. Because you know how you told me to ward off the Girl Scout cookie girls by going, oh, I just bought 20 boxes. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, they leave you alone. The chipper people, they're relentless.
No, they're pushy.
I said, no, you know what? I have windshield insurance, and so I'm going through a different company.
Right.
Well, we can do that. We can take your window insurance. We got it. We can do that. I'm like, no.
They don't know no for an answer.
No.
They just keep harassing. And it's every time I drive in there.
So I've tried a new angle because you know how chipped and cut up my windshield is.
Yeah,
right?
yours is a disaster.
Is.
You really do need some help.
I know, I do. So you say this, I like it. And then they think you're crazy and they leave.
Kind of used to it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I like my cracks.
It enhances my driving experience.
Cracks are fun. And go like that and they leave.
Yeah.
Do that.
Now,
like,
I don't get that.
No, wait. Practice. Crack is cool.
I love cracks. Get away.
Then they hello. Get
now, here's what I don't get with that window chipper people, okay? What's the upside there? Because they don't charge.
I bet they charge.
They told me it was free. They said it's free and it takes 5 minutes. That's what the guy told me, unless he's lying to me. No, he said, pull your car. It's a service we do, absolutely free.
What?
That's what he told me. And I'm like, what's the upside here? I don't understand. Is there a scam? Are you getting my license plate number? What's going on here?
Really? They say it's free?
Yes. The guy told me last week, pull over here, takes 5 minutes. It's a free service. So where's the gimmick?
Ask those guys.
Where's the gimmick?
I didn't know it was free.
I thought that they took your insurance information and then they probably bill your insurance some huge amount.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because one time I pulled into the chip place and was like, hey, can you fix
it? No, this
isn't. It's not a chip place.
No, you're wrong.
Oh, this is the guy at the gas pump.
This is the gas pump.
Follow the story, Sean.
We're not going to a glass place.
No. We're not going to these places that set up shop in a mall parking lot. No. We're talking about King Soup. You go to King Supers and you're filling up with gas. The chip people come to your car with a clipboard, right, Jamie?
Yeah.
They take
sure
your insurance information.
So that's what everybody's texting is that they hit your insurance. They're going to ask for your insurance card.
Okay, well, then that's not free because my insurance is going to go up.
Well, hey, why did you just whine? That was weird.
Because the next chipper person I come across, it's going to be hell to pay.
Just do what I do. Bring a red plastic bat and just hit him.
Yeah. Do like what Jamie does. Just act like you're nuts.
Right.
You're psycho.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.